Fight, 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 fight. Join in. Fight,
fight, fight,
fight,
fight,
fight.
Podcast, 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 podcast,
podcast.
Very good, Tego.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Spike Ticknor.
I'm Tegan Kinder.
You're listening to Bots, Bots, Bots.
This is Bots, Bots, Bots. We talk about... We're currently talking about the newest season of BattleBots.
That's right, season 5, but one day it might just be about general combat robotics around the world.
Who knows what the future has in store for us?
We sure don't.
That is correct.
Yeah, what an episode.
Yeah, episode 8 of BattleBots.
I loved it.
I also loved it. This was a very exciting episode. Lots of highs and lows, I felt.
So, obviously, we're about to talk about spoilers for, episode 8. So
yeah.
Close your ears or, start watching the episode now if you haven't.
Hey.
Why haven't you?
That's a good idea, actually. You should watch the episode and then listen to the podcast at the same time. Ooh. Well, no, that's too much talking.
I mean, it would kind of line up.
Yeah. Kind of.
We can try. You might get to the spoilers early. Do that at your own behest.
What does that mean?
Behest?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a thesaurus.
But then don't use words you don't know the meaning of.
No, I know what it means. I can't think of a synonym.
No, what does it mean? At your own risk?
Prerogative. No, at your own, will, leisure.
Okay.
Behest.
Sure. Behest.
Your own want.
Okay. Okay. I've learned something.
There you go. Did we learn anything else this episode? I learned that Kraken can put on a show, but I already knew that.
Yeah, let's talk with the first episode. And by first episode, I mean fight. And by with, I mean about. Yeah. Let's talk about the first fight.
Did you get that?
Kraken versus huge.
Huge.
Whenever the crowd, yells huge, it kind of just sounds like a boo.
It does. It's pretty close to boo, but I like that it's become, it sounds like boo, but it's a positive.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate huge as a robot.
And a team.
Yeah, and a team. All right, what do you remember?
I remember Jonathan Schultz's smile at the end.
Yes.
But that's jumping quite ahead, but what a glorious smile that man has.
Yeah, what an excellent match this was. This was really quite... This was exciting.
Yeah, so we saw Kraken bringing an attachment for huge, but not a bike rack. It was a harpoon.
And what a perfect attachment, honestly. Didn't detract from the robot actually doing what it's meant to do.
No, still able to use its primary weapon.
And was effective.
Honestly effective at corralling huge's wheels.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't expect it to do that much. And then I was like, oh, wow, look at this harpoon.
For me, this was a real, Moby Dick fight. I was like, sometimes the old ways are best, If you want to kill a whale, you gotta bring a harpoon.
No, you're right.
And with huge being, all white, I was just having very Moby Dick-esque vibes.
No, I do appreciate that, especially with the aesthetic of, what's Kraken driver? Matt.
Matt spoke.
Yeah, his aesthetic.
Yeah, he was out to fight the whale.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, we saw Kraken aggressive rush and got the chomp on huge right away. It didn't look like those teeth had the angle to penetrate.
No, but that flame was getting into huge.
Yeah, I'd have felt like if they'd have... I mean, it's hard to say what the fire could do. It looked like huge just sort of shrugged it off. But if you could maybe just slowly drive backwards, it seems like that fire would have really gotten in there.
Yeah, kind of pulled them into it a bit more.
It was definitely positioned perfectly.
Oh, yeah, one thing about Kraken is they are never, ever scared of a weapon.
No, they just go head first.
No fear of oncoming carnage.
Their whole robot is a head.
Yeah, I mean, this is true.
It's kind of funny. I'm trying to imagine the body of the Kraken. That might be a later robot.
I feel like they've got a little bit of a tail. I feel like that is the whole
thing. Yeah, they do. But I also just like to imagine it like a big head.
Yeah, it's just merged. You don't get to see the rest of it until it comes out of the ocean.
I did not expect Kraken to be tall enough to clamp on huge.
Yeah, well...
I thought maybe if they'd have brought the smaller teeth, maybe they could have, actually done some crushing damage.
I think you're onto something there. When they were doing the pre-fight interviews, Matt was talking about how Huge can hit up to 2 feet in the air, and 2 feet in the air is where all of the important bits of Kraken are. And I was like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Not a great combo.
Yeah, I could see that coming. It's pretty rough, but I tell you what, they took those hits pretty well. Obviously, I think the airbag crushing system was disabled pretty early on after a few of those hits, but the wheels are nice down low and, you know, some great drive on Kraken.
Oh, yeah. Kraken really knows how to push a bot around, knows how to take a hit, even though they lost their face and the sides of their body and their eyes, and just majority of the bot was around. They were not giving up.
No, they don't. And the rollback sort of action they have when they get flipped over and they just roll right back off the back of the bot, it's so effective.
So good.
It's so quick.
It's a really well-built bot.
Who needs self-riders? Just have a rolly bot.
Just have a rolly bot.
Just have a ball.
More spheres in the battle bots.
More spheres, yeah. You don't need a self-rider if you're round all the way around.
Yeah.
I don't know what your primary weapon will be, but
you just have to be really heavy.
What about a sphere, but in the middle of the sphere? So it's two hemispheres, and there's just a horizontal spinner in the middle.
Terrifying. It sort of
concept. Rolls around like BB-8.
But then the spinner would hit the ground?
Yeah, it'd be real wobbly. I don't think we have the engineering to do it yet, but maybe someday.
Look, we'll figure this out. I like the idea of a sphere bot, though.
Sphere bots.
Let's bring it.
Yeah, so Huge took this fight in the end. Looked like Kraken finished just facing upright, and they actually weren't able to roll over, so pretty clear win for Huge there.
Yeah, but what a fight, though.
Went the full 3 minutes.
I was a bit worried, honestly. I was like, maybe Huge isn't going to win.
I really thought they might take it at the start. I was nervous as.
Me too. I was also pretty nervous for Huge when they got that first initial bite. And I was like, if they can do that again and again and again, which Kraken does.
Yeah, certainly. They always come back for more. And it was like, whether that fire was going to disable that primary weapon or not, that could have been the whole match over.
Exactly.
Because control certainly went to Kraken, I think. But Huge would have won that on damage.
Yeah, they really just pounded Kraken in the face with that double-ended bar of theirs.
Watch what you say in there.
I appreciate the super stoked, hyped up energy that Kraken had before the match.
Oh, yeah. Max Burt, he was like, let's do this.
Yeah, they were so hyped up. I feel like they're really trying to prove to the selection committee that they are an entertaining team.
Oh, they better be in the bracket. Honestly, I'll be sad if they're not, because they bring so much entertainment value. There's, you know, no other real clamping bots in the season this year, so we need one.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. If they don't make it to the 32, I'm going to be pissed off. I'm going to be as pissed off as Ray Billings.
And it's a spectacle. I wrote down that there is Kraken. This match, Huge created Kraken brand confetti. And I thought it was beautiful when all the little vinyl scales came off.
Oh, that is beauty.
Yeah, what a great match. Well done, Huge. Well done, Matt Spurk. Well done, Kraken.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done, everybody that was in this match. You all put on the most amazing show. Considering how Huge's last match went, I feel like they were very satisfied with how this match went.
Yeah, this is how you do it. Take notes, Hydra.
This is how you take on Huge. You put on one simple little attachment that doesn't detract from your bot.
Yeah, don't spoil the fun. And
yeah.
We'll all have a good time. Well, moving on, though. The Ribot vs. Axolotl boys.
Yeah, we hadn't seen Axolotl yet. And can I just say, they have the cutest mascot in the world.
It's very cute.
It is adorable.
I like the team theme. I like the pink wheels. It's a good bot. And I'll tell you what, it looks like that weapon probably packs a punch. But, yeah. Maybe haven't got the armor to go up with the big dogs.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't have the right opponent in this matchup, because Ribot coming out with those eyelashes on to match Axolotl. I love that they are always dressing their robot up to go with whoever they're versing.
Yeah, it was so adorable. There's something about making your robot seem innocent and cute and then watching it unleash carnage in the battle box.
Absolutely.
Really rubs me the right way.
It's great. I just love the idea of these, like, what is it, 8 men?
Yeah, I think there's about 8 people on Ribot, you know, give or take.
Yeah, putting eyelashes onto their robot. I love that.
Yeah.
Who else should they dress up as? Like, who else would they verse that would be fun for them to dress up as?
I mean, Kraken, for sure.
Oh, that would be good, actually. What would they do, though?
They would also have one of the little,
Oh, like the little dangly...
The anglerfish.
Yeah, you're right.
The anglerfish light bulb.
Oh, you're so right. That would be super cute.
Yeah, it's sort of an amorphous frog.
Yeah, no, it's great.
So this was an excellent fight. We saw typical great driving out of Team Ribot here.
Oh, they were really scaping it around Axolotl at the beginning there.
They know how to do a boot scoot.
They were kind of just showing off. They're like, look at how fast we are.
Yeah, I think they just have fun driving around. Yeah. And honestly, you know, you got 3 minutes. You might as well get some mileage in. Practice on the sticks.
Yeah, truly. Unfortunately, though, they hit Axolotl... First hit, Axolotl didn't have the drive anymore.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. And then sort of another hit, knocking them into the corner and then spinning them around for that final blow.
Oh my god! Just...
Just send it!
Send it! They were never going to let up. They were so aggressive this match.
And that was that almost cost them the match. Honestly, Ribot's hubris is their biggest foe.
I agree. They ripped their own head off.
They almost went over the wall.
They almost knocked themselves out.
I mean, that's what told me that Axolotl's primary weapon packs a punch, because it delivered some serious vertical energy to them.
Yeah, they were... I really want to see Axolotl back, and I want to see what they can do.
Yeah, I think it was a great bot. I think after having seen War Easy, I think a great match would have been Axolotl versus War Easy.
Yeah. Was that an unaired fight? I know that we heard about a bunch of unaired fights. I forget which ones there were, though.
Oh, perhaps it was. I can't remember, because we haven't seen those fights, so they haven't stuck in my mind. But who did Axolotl fight? It may have been War Easy, and I could be confused. Or it could have been P1.
I don't remember.
They might have actually fought War Easy and lost. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
But why not show that fight? I think that's a good matchup.
I know, right? 2 rookie bots? I love to see that.
Well, there's only so much TV time in the TV world, so we get what we get.
No, I want all the TV, all the time.
I'll tell you something I think about the Ribot boys, Tegan.
Tell me.
I think they have wild frat parties.
You know what? I get that energy too.
At the very least, wild land parties.
Yes! No, that's what it is.
What do you think? Which computer game do they play?
Oof. I reckon they play... They play Counter-Strike, just, you know.
Do they? Some of them must. But I don't know. I think it's more New Age. See, I'm a Counter-Strike player, but I think they play Overwatch.
Nah. Also, I reckon they just play Minecraft, though.
Oh, yeah. Actually, they have wild Minecraft parties.
Yeah.
Oh, and they get lit.
Yeah. They're like, look at what I built. I built a giant Ribot.
Yes, absolutely. It's made of gold.
It's all emerald blocks.
Exactly. Oh, boy.
I love that Axolotl have a plush mascot. Like, you can buy a plush Axolotl from them, I'm pretty sure.
I'll tell you what. If they're selling that mascot anywhere, I will put it in the show notes. Links to the Axolotl merch.
I want one really bad. I also... From that, I'm just like, now I just really want plush versions of all the robots.
Oh, I would love a plush huge...
How good would a plush huge be? I want a plush Rusty.
Yeah. Oh, plush Rusty.
Plush Rusty would just honestly be so cute.
More plushy robots. Whoever's the merchandisers out there, get on it.
Look, I have a degree in merchandising. I can make this work.
Get in touch with Tegan. She'll make it happen. All right.
That was a great match. That's pretty much all I can say. Ribot, yeah. Solid work.
2-1 now.
Yeah, 2-1.
Definitely see them in the bracket.
Only lost to Mad Catter, and Mad Catter is a crazy robot, so...
Yeah, you know. And that was a close one, too.
Yeah, this one was... This was a good match.
I'll tell you what was Also, maybe closer than Victor Soto would have liked was this Rotator versus Big Dill match.
I agree. This was a pretty... like, considering the outcome, I enjoyed this match.
Big Dill's driving and armor on point. Emmanuel can drive.
Oh, yeah. Their front wedge can take a hit and a half.
He really kept it, you know, pointed face forward.
Yeah, it was only once they got those back tires kind of hurt that they couldn't really face around the front quick enough.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think Big Dill, it's hard to see because those tires are so small, but I think they have some very well-guarded ones in the front because, yeah, that robot is driving just excellently. And even when those rear wheels took some hits, they just stay together. They're really good wheels.
Yeah, you never... considering Victor Soto won Most Destructive last year, I have not seen him be very destructive this year.
I mean, the Valkyrie match, quite destructive, but you're right. It's a little underwhelming so far. Maybe it's just the matchups.
I don't think he's going to be winning it this year.
I think Valkyrie could win it this year.
I think Valkyrie could win it this year. I also feel like Jackpot could win it this year.
I think, honestly, though, the biggest contender, Uppercut.
Oh, yeah, actually, no, I retract previous statement. Uppercut is Uppercut the one. Uppercut
is the clear most destructive Uppercut so far. Is
gonna win it.
They're leading the race there. Yeah, I think it was smart that Rotator took those wheel guards off, though. Definitely would have been caught up by Big Dill's forks.
Oh, it definitely gave Big Dill the least amount of stuff they could hold on to.
Yeah, Big Dill did some good controlling, got a couple lifts, but once those forks were bent and they started taking some hits, it was just a slow tide towards Rotator.
Yeah, it wasn't the most exciting match or most thrilling to watch. But look, Victor's, like, Rotator still did a good job. They still drove really well.
Yeah, I liked their sort of imitation of Tombstone and the backing up and then whipping around. That is a great strategy. I think Fusion sort of has that in mind as well.
Yeah, they're calling it the tail whip.
Yeah, the tail whip.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too much to say about this fight, I guess.
Yeah, no, not too much to say at all, really. Unfortunately, Big Dill just couldn't control this match. And as a control bot, that's what they'd want to do. They really tried their hardest, though, and I was excited to see it.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know if they have any fights left, but I really hope to see them back.
Yeah, I hope to see them next season, if not this season again. I don't think they have any more matches left this year. By the way, Kenny and Chris were talking, sounds like we won't see them again. Well, at least they get to perfect their sandwich-making skills.
That's right, in the off-season.
Yeah.
Oh, this next match, though.
This next match. Spike Ticknor. This was one of the best matches of the night.
Certainly. I feel like I could not have predicted this, but in hindsight, I could have. Like, Jackpot has just been on the upward trend.
Yeah, both of these bots were undefeated going into this match. It was Lockjaw versus Jackpot. We should probably say that.
Yes, Lockjaw versus Jackpot. Jeff Waters Jr., Donald Hudson, veteran in the sport. Jeff Waters.
Rookie galore.
Rookie galore. Shining star.
Shining star. Shimmering gold coming out of a poker machine. Like, I don't know.
It was amazing. I expected Lockjaw to be a little more measured in this fight.
Me but too.
Jackpot just took it to their face.
It was an amazing box rush. And they spun up so quick.
Yeah, and they drove quick. The drive on Jackpot is really working now, as well as the weapon. We're seeing it in combination, and that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, you can tell that they've put the effort into fixing those little things that were going wrong.
It was, you know, looking at the slow-mo of that first hit, which really decided it and took out Lockjaw's weapon, it was maybe a game of millimeters, and the reach really won it for Jackpot here.
I mean, they have an 11-inch reach on their weapon.
It is great.
Compared to, I think, 4 inches or something on Lockjaw's.
Yeah, Lockjaw's got to get in close. That weapon hits hard, but it's definitely hard for him to get some purchase sometimes.
Yeah. I'm confused about why Donald Hudson kept going face-to-face with them, though. I feel like he really needs to hit from the side.
I think just trying to hope something might catch fire, burn out, and he would be able to keep driving. But, yeah, it was tough. We saw after all those frontal blows, the weapon sort of section of Lockjaw was pretty wobbly at the end of this match.
Lockjaw just did not perform as well as I assumed. They started to burn out, and then they lost a belt, and then they started to burn out.
Yeah,
and
it looked like back left wheel.
Yeah, but Lockjaw just kept going. Jackpot just kept going. It was an incredible feat to see from them. I'm so proud of this team.
Yeah, it's honestly amazing. You know, meet your heroes, beat your heroes, cry about it later.
Oh my god. So, what did I write? I wrote surprised, stoked, and humble at their win on this one.
So good to see them celebrate. A hugely deserved win. Onwards and upwards to Jackpot. The only other bot that is 3-0 at this point.
I'm excited to see them in this round of 32. I think they're going to go really far.
It's
going to
be super interesting to see who they get matched up with and how far they make it, because they could go a distance with the right matches.
I think so too. I would love to see Jackpot first Uppercut, honestly. I think that would be a match for the ages.
Jackpot versus Uppercut. Ooh. I mean, that's really barking with the big dogs.
I know, but I feel like both of them have that same energy for me that I appreciate.
Yeah, I think they have a chance, and that's saying something. All right, Kronos versus Bloodsport. Look, I talk some shade on Kronos, but I'll tell you what, I really like to see them. This ring spinner design is so cool to look at.
I agree. I think it looks pretty sick. I love how there's like an arrow on top of it that looks like one of those things from Halo.
And the paint job this year, schmick.
That's what I mean. Like, they've got a paint job on top of it and it looks like the thing from Halo. I forget the name of it.
The thing from Halo?
Yeah, it's like got the two sides, like a plasma thing. I don't know.
Master Chief? No, you mean the plasma sword.
Yeah, it looks like a plasma sword from Halo.
Yeah, I can see that.
Painted on top of Kronos.
Very cool. Yeah, I think the overall paint job, though, really nice. Like, the green sort of circuit board traces and the green and black. It just looks great. And their outfits this year, Tegan. Which one of them do you like the best?
I personally love the full waistcoat with the whole green circuit board situation
on
that.
Was he the man with the hat?
The man with the hat. Yes. And the black my face mask. That was something special to see.
Yeah, the face masks were good.
But overall, this match went to Bloodsport. They are a pretty good robot.
Pretty easy prediction. The trouble for Kronos, you know, is they just don't spin up quick enough, I think. And that's going to make it hard. And they started to spin up and then immediately hit the wall and sort of slowed down again. So that really cost them on that initial hit.
Yeah, they can never just get up to speed just quick enough to make those heavy hits.
They might have had some better luck, but unfortunately lost their primary weapon off some of the first exchanges.
Yeah, and Bloodsport, I was scared for a second that they had two, but turns out they were just turning it off so they would not overheat, and then turning it back on again whenever they felt it was appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, not taking any chances, just going for the win there, Bloodsport, and maybe they said they identified that maybe their weapon was overheating. Maybe they saw something that we didn't during this match.
Highly likely. We do not build this robot and we are not there in person.
That is true.
I kind of just found this match, though, to be honest. I found this match not as exciting.
Yeah, if anything, we found that Kronos has really great armor. So Bloodsport couldn't really tear him a new one they might have liked.
It was just all internal kind of wires popping out or something.
I would like to see what the internal sort of damage is because, you know, you can't take hits like that off Bloodsport and not suffer.
Yeah, exactly. But I just kind of, I don't know. I feel like because now Bloodsport is another team that's 3-0.
Yeah.
And I just wanted them to be a bit more aggressive and like a bit more try and go for the knockout and try, I don't know. I was just missing that aggression from them for some reason. I just wanted them to be a bit harder hitting.
For sure. On the other hand, you know, with the bracket coming up, maybe they just want to save their best and I can't blame them for that.
No, I mean, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense and good on them for making it to the bracket because there's no way they're not going to be there. So I'm excited to see their other matches in the bracket. I'm excited to see who they go up against, if it's going to be harder for them to do something, if, I don't know.
Uppercut immediately.
Oh, that would be quite interesting.
That could be the final, honestly.
Yeah.
Good job, Bloodsport. Well done, 3-0. And good job, Kronos.
Yeah.
I hope to see you back next year because it is a cool robot.
It is a cool robot. I agree. I will say that although their driving at the beginning of this match wasn't amazing, they definitely started to do a lot better in the middle of the match when they didn't have a weapon anymore. You could see that they were really...
Yeah, really focusing. They were driving good. They were driving good.
Yeah, but good work, Bloodsport.
I feel like Team Kronos knows how to put on a rave.
Oh, they dance under bridges for sure.
For sure.
With some glow sticks and big chunky boots on.
Gas masks.
Yes, gas masks. I'm surprised they weren't wearing any, actually.
It would really suit the aesthetic.
Yeah, and like a bit more effective than a cloth mask, maybe?
Yeah.
If there's going to be a time in the world that you can wear a gas mask out and about and it not be weird, it's now.
It's BattleBots.
Well, yeah, that too, I suppose.
So, War Easy versus Fusion. We finally get to see this robot.
Yeah, you pronounced it wrong.
Oh, sorry. How is it pronounced?
War Easy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we finally got to see War Easy go.
A really nice looking robot.
It really is. And what's up with all the 11-year-olds?
There are a lot of kids on the scene.
What's going on?
It's the year to be an 11-year-old and fight some combat robots.
Hell yeah, I wish I was an 11-year-old fighting robots.
Honestly, I feel like all these kids have big futures in the sport. It's great to see kids getting into it so young. Because it just makes me think about how much experience they're gaining and how good of a robot builders we're going to have in, you know, 10 more years.
Yeah, that actually is really exciting to think about the prospect of 10 years in time.
Builders and drivers.
Yeah, what they're going to be able to achieve. War Easy is a very good looking bot. Unfortunately, though, not nearly as speedy as what I was expecting.
I'll tell you what, Fusion also still not speedy. Those wedges are catching on the ground continuously and Reese is not happy about it.
Reese is his own worst critic. oh my god.
He's serious about getting that bot to work right and it is not performing to his expectations.
I'm honestly a bit worried about Reese because he always talks about how he needs to make his family proud. Do you reckon that Jake has the same pressure on him to win a giant nut?
I mean, Jake is winning though, so he must feel right. But yeah, it seems to be very intense to be part of the Ewert family.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on them because didn't the dad win a giant nut?
I think so.
Yeah.
Son of Waiachi has staked its claim.
Yeah, so I feel like now all of the sons are trying to prove to their dad that they're the best son. And I feel bad for Reese because he's really putting himself through it to win his dad's approval.
It is hard. Or maybe he just hates interviews.
I mean, that is also very likely.
Unfortunately for Reese, I enjoy his interviews.
I do too. I find them so amusing.
Tonight, the hat and the shade his cap was casting was just giving me a very sort of Phantom of the Opera vibes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was doing something for me.
You know who does give a good interview, though?
Who's that?
This kid from War Easy.
Oh, yeah, the pre-fight interview. Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah, he was fun. I mean, he wasn't ready, but he was as ready as he'd ever be.
Great interview, kid.
Yeah. So I reckon War Easy could have taken this.
They have a lot of reach. This is the thing. And they sort of had an opportunity there to, like, get around the side of Fusion when they got stuck up. Having said that, Fusion, where are Fusion's wheels?
Hidden.
They are hidden. They are deep in the bot and they are secrets.
Maybe they don't have wheels. Maybe they have little air pockets that float. So they are more of a hoverbot.
You just really want to see a hoverbot, I feel.
Yes.
I think you need a lot of hover energy to lift 110 kilos.
Yes, but I feel like with the right engineering, we can make it work, right?
No.
No? Oh.
I don't believe. I'm sorry.
I need you to believe with me, Spike.
I think you can make a hobbot at 110 kilos, but I don't think you'll have any weight left over for the primary weapon. So the primary weapon needs to be hovering.
That's a pretty good primary weapon. You can do so much damage with hover power.
Okay. It remains to be seen.
Man, I just want a big game of air hockey in the battle box. That's what I want. War Easy, yeah, if they got around the side of Fusion while Fusion was stuck in the middle, I feel like this could have been a completely different match.
Looks like War Easy's weapon, not bad, delivers some energy, so they could have really done some damage on the inside of Fusion. Fusion has a lot of complicated working parts because it's two weapons in one. And who knows what could have gone wrong if they delivered some early hits.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Fusion just turned around at the right time, ripped a wheel out of place.
That horizontal spinner is deadly.
Yeah, I feel like he kind of needs to scrap the vertical and just go for the horizontal.
I think the vertical has its place. Against certain matchups, it's good to have that option.
I just haven't seen it be the most effective yet.
No, we haven't really seen it earn its stripes. But yeah, Fusion is packs a punch. I feel like it is the Mr. Bean robot that is like the accidental killer.
Oh, yes,
it's
okay.
Like sort of stumbling around. It's like, oops, I just ripped your whole wheel off.
No, okay, I can see that. I appreciate that. Are we going to call Reese Mr. Bean from now on?
No, he will hate that.
He would absolutely hate that.
I'm not game.
I'm game. I'll do it. I really hope that we get to see War Easy come back, though, and perform again. I really want to see that robot drive as good as I think it should be able to.
It is such a nice-looking robot.
It looks so cool.
I just want to see it in the box more because it's, like, that red metallic finish on it.
It's, like, a deep red, though.
And, like, it's, I don't know, its whole frame, it looks like a supercharged car.
Yeah, it looks so cool.
It's definitely up there in our aesthetic ranking.
Yes.
We still need to get it to.
We will do that. I'm putting it together. All right, let's move on to the main event, Spike.
Oh, yes. What a main event. This was massive.
Tombstone versus Scorpios.
4 years in the making.
4 years building and 4 years of planning to beat Tombstone.
Designed by Orion Beach, part of Hijinx now.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I remember saying. But, whoa, this was an amazing match to watch. Can we start at the beginning, though?
Yeah, we can.
And talk about Scorpios' walkout.
Oh, they...
All crouching and touching the robot.
What a touching moment. What a beautiful moment.
All imbuing themselves with the power of the robot.
All imbuing the robot with the power of themselves and Gary Jin.
Yes, Gary Jin was there. Best button push of the night was Gary Jin pushing the button for
Seeing
them.
Seeing them bring this configuration out with Gary Jin on board almost made me switch my pick, and now I wish I had, because the power of Gary Jin is strong.
I did switch my pick to Scorpios in the very end, and I'm happy that I did.
Yeah.
The Gary Jin power was real. I feel like it helped them drive.
Is this a configuration we're going to see more bots adopt throughout this season, Tegan?
I hope so.
I think we will see every fight with Tombstone, there will be a little Gary Jin on the robot.
Good. I feel like that's what we need to see. More Gary Jin configurations, please.
He will imbue you with the driving and the prowess and the hardiness that you need to go the distance.
Yes. And if only Scorpios had a flamethrower, I feel like it would have been bigger and brighter than ever.
Oh, yes. The power of driving, the power of shipping, the power of forklifts, the power of flames.
The power of free.
The power of free. What do you mean?
I don't know. You just said shipping, so I was like, it needs to be free shipping.
Oh, right.
I don't know. I was just trying to vibe.
I'm with you. And look, let me say this also. If you've got one giant nut, it sounds like you've got a problem. If you've got a pair of giant nuts, it sounds like you're doing pretty good.
That's the best. I'm so happy that somebody has finally, in all of these years, actually recognized the fact that these things are called nuts.
Yeah, he's opened the whole can of worms now. It's been 6-5 years in the making?
Yeah.
Longer than that, honestly. Yeah. BattleBots has had the giant nuts since it started, I'm pretty sure. And, yeah. It's no secret to Ray Billings.
No, he had the guts to say something that poor Ventimiglia would never say.
I feel like Jake Ewart sort of touched on it this season, but I will not repeat it further. Because no. He was
gross.
That was gross.
This was funny.
This was funny.
Tombstone brought their red bar, which has...
the lower moment of inertia.
Yeah, so it spins up a lot faster, which I think was really smart.
Stays spun up. Did great. I always sort of wonder if... It's hard, but I wonder if Ray had brought the heaviest bar, whether he might have knocked Scorpios further, and it's harder to spin it up, but he might have done the damage that he needed.
Yeah, this is true. We did see, honestly, at the beginning of this matchup, we saw Tombstone kind of dominating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that. Having said that, that red bar went to town and it did its job. It stays spun up. It's AR-500. It takes chunks. And it almost destroyed.
I'm surprised Scorpio still had that wheel by the end of the match.
I think it does make sense. I think Ray knows exactly what he's doing. It makes sense to bring that smaller bar because he only needed to take a wheel out. And he almost did it. That wheel was hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, and that front wedge of Scorpios's can take a hit.
It is a great wedge. We've seen how it's mounted, how thick it is, what it can withstand, and the fact that it has cushioning behind it means it doesn't deliver the energy into the rest of the robot, and Scorpios can just keep going.
I think that's one of the smartest wedges we've heard of, is having that rubber inlay. I think that, honestly, is one of the main reasons they won this fight, is being able to absorb that energy and it not go into the main components of that bot.
Yeah, otherwise your frame is going to crack, your axles are going to bend, things are going to go wrong, gears are going to shred. That's what's going to happen when you take in the kind of force that Tombstone produces.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was such a close fight. I don't know what happened with Tombstone's wheels.
Yeah, I feel like he kind of just got knocked around the box a little bit and one came loose.
Yeah, I wonder whether Scorpios delivered a hit to it. I'm not really sure. It was hard to see why that wheel started to go wrong. It certainly stopped working before it started to tear off.
And then it got torn off.
I mean, at that point, is Tombstone crab walking?
He said at the end that he can drive on one wheel.
I think Ray knows with the gyroscopic forces of his weapon that he can sort of spin up and keep driving on one wheel, maybe, but I have to agree with Pete, the Bot Whisperer, on this one. I don't think that's controlled movement.
I don't think so either. I feel like the countout was good and fair. I feel like that's when it was meant to happen.
I think Scorpios won this by a hair, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I feel like Scorpios' weapon, it's never the most effective and damaging weapon. I feel like what they did was just use Tombstone against themselves.
Yeah, they did good. Look, if it wasn't for Zach Lytle's driving, this would have gone another way. He did great to keep Scorpios facing front and taking those blows while Ray was trying his absolute darndest to get around the side of that wedge and rip it off.
Yeah, and honestly, this was an amazing match. I feel like if either one of these bots would have won, it still would have been just as good. It was a really close match in my eyes. I'm stoked that Scorpios won because good on them. They've worked themselves up to this moment for so long, and that celebration at the end.
Oh, it was evangelical in nature.
I've never seen a more stoked team to win a match.
I was so happy for them, but yeah, that was some true Brazilian cheering there.
Absolutely, yes, that's what it was. I love that Diana was like, "We're going to Disneyland," and she's like, "No, we're not though. We're not going to go to Disneyland.
Kids, no.
We're not going to go to Disneyland."
I said that in the heat of the moment.
But wow, just
honestly, treat yourself. Take yourself to Disneyland.
I mean, don't do it right now. Wait till everything's okay, but
yeah, actually, not a good time right now. Maybe that's what she was thinking about.
I think that's what she was thinking about.
Yeah, not the place you want to be, but later, next year, go to Disneyland, yeah. Because you beat Tombstone.
You beat Tombstone. You deserve to go to Disneyland.
See, that should be the award. If you beat Tombstone, you get tickets to Disneyland, regardless of where you are in the competition.
I agree, actually. That's really good.
Ray should have to buy them for you.
No, I feel like that would piss him off even more than what he already was pissed off.
I mean, he was out for blood after Scorpios beating Perfect Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. He had to avenge them with authority.
That's right.
And he didn't.
He certainly dealt some damage. Scorpios is going to have some repairs for sure.
No doubt in my mind, but I've never seen Ray this angry at the end of a match.
He was a bit sour, but, you know, it's hard to lose big matches like this, and I know that he could have done it in a rematch. I would probably still pick Tombstone for that win.
I don't know.
I mean, I think it's 50-50, but Scorpios has proved that they can do it.
Oh, Scorpios has proved that they're one of the best bots in the comp. Like,
they always have been. They've been on the rise year after year, and it's going to be great to see how they go in the bracket.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to see them go. I just want to give a quick shout out to the refs as well. I feel like we never talk about the refs, and I really want to because they are very good. So we've got John Reamer, who is on Instagram as the BattleBots ref, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he's quite known. He, you know, he leans into the social media fame, I feel.
Yeah, he's really good at his job. But then the other ref,
David Sanfilippo?
Yeah, that guy. He is such an intense ref. I love his countouts. They...
Honestly, I get such a good energy from this guy. I wish he was a movie star. I want to see him as the side character to Al Pacino.
Yes!
Like, he would just be so great in some sort of, like, Coen Brothers film or something.
Oh, see, I could totally see him in, like, some kind of, like, gangster film. And I could see him also in, like, one of those, like, action-packed kind of, like, Steven Seagal minus Steven Seagal, because I don't like him, kind of film.
Yeah, I totally agree. He could replace Steven Seagal and be amazing.
Let's do that. Let's replace Steven Seagal with this ref, because that would make everything so much better.
Can we get this man a leading role? Because honestly, what an energy, what a count out. This ref rules. Both the BattleBots ref rules.
Why are we not screenwriters and why can't we do this for this man?
Yeah, shout out to the BattleBots refs. They're absolutely incredible. They keep the competition going. They make amazing calls.
I feel like they've copped it a lot this season as well.
They have.
So, I don't know. I just appreciate the hard work that they do. Oh, but yeah, in the end, what an absolute amazing episode this one was.
This was truly great.
I wonder how many episodes of qualification matches we have left until we get to the bracket.
Yeah, I'm going to say at least one, I know for certain, so maybe two. All maybe right. We can hope for a third. I'm not sure. We haven't seen Deadlift, but there's not a lot of matches left. Maybe only two.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm excited to see how they go. I'm excited to see how they pan out.
I'm excited for the bracket.
This has been Bots, Bots, Bots. Thanks again for listening to our podcast.
Thanks for listening to our voices.
If you'd like to tell a friend to also listen to this podcast, that would be amazing. If you want to leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love that very much because that helps us be seen and heard by more people. And if there's one thing that I want, it's for my voice to travel across the globe.
That's right. Tegan is becoming a megalomaniac. This has all gone to her head. Please write in and praise her more. I would like to see her eventual spiral into celebrity chaos.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. But yeah, but you can email us at botsbotsbotspodcast@gmail.com. Tell us who you want a plush toy of and tell us who you think Robot should dress up as.
Yeah.
And just talk to us in general. You can also chat to us over on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is botsbotsbots.podcast.
You can find us on Facebook and message us there as well.
Yeah, talk to us everywhere and anywhere and we will reply to you, I promise.
Well, it's been a good week and I can't wait to the next one.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
I'll see you there, Tigo.
I will probably see you before then in real life, but that's... Yes, I will see
I'll see you there.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll see you there, Spike.
All right. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.